Parental advisory warning. This program contains murder!
This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, we've got new music from Dark Tranquility and Benediction all coming up a little bit later. But to kick things off, Artillery are back with a brand new 7-inch. It's out right now via Metal Blade Records. It's called The Last Journey. So let's just hear something off it, shall we? This is that title track. Brand new music from Artillery right here on Vinland Radio.
I am looking at you for the last time, and I know you can stay. You are moving to a better place, so far away. Always silent, the world behind your eyes, a soul so deep unmystified. Memories strong, I never lose them. Music, what's your dark clouds on my heaven, so far from me, alone without you near me. The sorrow's deep in my bones. Through the pain, I know you're gone, but I will carry on. Time is gone, and time is gone. Here you come.
Oh, You are what did they call you?
music right there, courtesy of Kingdom of Giants, and we heard the brand new track Bleach. Before that, some more new music, courtesy of Dark Tranquility. That's off their upcoming album, Moment. They just released a brand new single called Identical to None.
Finland Radio presents the Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Red Deer Alberta's The Myopia Condition. This group delivers some killer technical death metal. They just released their new album, Event Horizon. You can head over to themyopiacondition.bandcamp.com to get your grubby little hands on it. So let's check out some music, shall we? This track is called Brainwashed, as the Underground Spotlight falls on The Myopia Condition. Everybody, for another edition of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore, and this week we are going to continue our countdown to episode 666 with English death thrashers Cancer, as we hear a song off of their debut full length, To the Gory End. Together off and on since 1987, Cancer has released 6 full length albums and a handful of other releases, so there's lots of music for you to get your grubby little hands on. But for now, why not go back to 1990 off of To the Gory End? This is Body Count, as we continue our countdown to episode 666 with Cancer, right here on Vinland Radio.
interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you...
What is this garbage you're watching? I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
That's right, it's news time. Metallica guitarist Kirk Hammett has collaborated with music director Edwin Outwater on two horror-themed instrumentals that were supposed to be played with the Vancouver Symphony next month. Outwater previously worked with Metallica and the 70-piece San Francisco Symphony Orchestra on Metallica and San Francisco S&M No. 2. So yeah, definitely looking forward to check that out. Don't exactly know what's happening with it, but yeah, should be pretty cool. Hopefully they release it in time for Halloween. Nervosa are gearing up to release a new album, Perpetual Chaos, the band's new lineup featuring guitarist Perica Emerald and talented new members Diva Santanica on vocals, Mia Wallace on bass, and Elnia Nota on drums, strikes and an inexorable full femme power, showcasing their ability for critical and straightforward lyricism mixed with intoxicating blend of thrash spiced with remarkable death metal assaults. That's a press release. Perpetual Chaos is due out on January 22nd, 2021 via Napalm Records. The first teaser for Armored Saint, the movie, is available right now. Produced and directed by Russell Cherrington, the film tells the story of Armored Saint, the band of brothers that created its own unique sound and image in the 1980s Los Angeles rock and metal scene. Armored Saint, the movie, features interviews by members of Armored Saint, of course, as well as music industry legends like James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Scott Ian, Brian Slagle, Cliff Bernstein is on there as well. That's just to name a few. Armored Saint's new album, Punching the Sky, is going to be coming out next week via Metal Blade Records. This is a weird one. Five Finger Death Punch guitarist Zoltan Bathory has denied the band's new music video has an anti-mask message. Thursday of this past week, Five Finger Death Punch released the official clip for Living the Dream, a song off the group's latest album, F8. And almost immediately, the Las Vegas-based metalers were accused of taking an anti-mask stance with the video, which includes a scene where mask wearers are given a button that says compliant and features the hammer and sickle logo, often associated with communism. Communism? Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't watch the video. But like I said, the guitar player said it was a satire. So I don't know, judge for yourselves right there. The pop vinyl collectible company Funko, best known for its big-headed pop figures, will release a new figure based on the woman on the Black Sabbath album cover. On the first Black Sabbath album cover, the figure is going to be available for pre-order, and its expected ship date is December 22nd. Speaking of Black Sabbath, Tony Iommi has told Spanish La Heavy magazine that he recently collaborated with Pink Floyd co-founder and drummer Nick Manson. Iommi revealed the project existing after he was asked about the status of the Mushroomer collaboration between Queen's Brian May. Now, Iommi said, "I played on a track with Nick Mason, a few weeks ago, and we're doing a charity record for cancer. I was asked to play and come up with some riffs. There's a lot of celebrities doing something for that album, so I said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Nick Mason and myself, and I think Ronnie Wood is going to play on the track as well. Ah, that'll be cool to hear all those three people together, even though I keep pronouncing his name wrong. So that gives me an excuse to play some Black Sabbath from Master Reality. This is Ash Forever, some classic Black Sabbath right here. We'll be right back. everybody, Dr. Gore here, and this time we are going to hear a song from Calgary death metalers Pecado. Now, with a few lineup changes over the years, Pecado has been going since 2010 and have released two albums so far, the 2019 full-length Seven Palms, Seven Sins, and the 2017 EP Christ Invasion. Now, the King and I had the opportunity to record the 2017 EP, and I personally think it is a fucking wicked EP, steamrolling death metal, so why don't we get right to it off of Christ Invasion. This is Pecado with Christ Invasion, right here on Vinland Radio.
Thank you.
courtesy of Alleyway and their new album After Dark, and we heard the track Live Wild Now. Hey guys, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio, like I say, absolutely every single week, it is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca, or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Creeping up on the last episode of Vinland Radio, episode 666, getting real close, so yeah. If you want to get in touch with us, now would be the time before we close those doors. Okay, keep the new music rolling, shall we? Benediction are back with a brand new album called Scriptures. It's our first one in like 12 years. It's out right now via Nuclear Blast Records. So let's just hear something off it, shall we? This track is called Scriptures in Scarlet. Brand new music from Benediction right here on Vinland Radio.
The feeling of sun. Some reprieve, knowing the way beyond this, the cry.
Some interesting stuff right there from Henrik Palm and the new album Poverty Metal. We heard the track Concrete Anarchist. And before that, some more new music courtesy of Otto Catalytica. Yeah, from Brooklyn, New York, actually. They just released a new album, Power Clashing Maximalism. It's a mouthful. And we heard the track Zippler. Really cool stuff right there, even though I can't pronounce any of it. Okay, that's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you folks for listening. I'd also like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. And like we do absolutely every single week, we're going to end it off with a cover. And, the new Friday 13th box set just came out. Any of you guys got it? I got two copies because my first copy came fucked up and I had to get them to send another one. So, I got two copies of Part 2 for some reason. But speaking of Friday 13th, let's hear the One Man Army and the Undead Quartet take on the Alice Cooper track. He's back, the man behind the mask. And until next week, guys, see ya.